This is Hot FM's Hamish and Tanya podcast.
Ebola. It's on our news feed every single day. It's on the news. It's everywhere. And I guess we all sort of kind of know about it, but we wanted to know the true facts and how it could seriously affect us. So you know what? We thought, let's go straight to the top, no mucking around, and get Channel 7's Dr. Andrew Rochford to run through an Ebola guide for dummies for us. He joins us on the phone. Dr. Andrew Rochford, good morning. How are you?
Very well. How are you guys?
We're good. This is a nice light chat for a Tuesday morning, I guess.
Yeah, sadly, I mean, there's good news coming out, but I mean, it's not necessarily the easiest thing to talk about.
So is it a bit of a beat up? Should we be worried about Ebola?
Well, I think it depends on, you know, what our definition of worried is. We should be worried from a global point of view that there's a significant amount of people in West Africa that sadly are dying from this, and there's things that we can do to try and help stop this outbreak. But when it comes to being worried about our risk here in Australia, we need to keep that in perspective, because I think we are getting a little bit stirred up about the risks of Ebola here, and it's not really in proportion to exactly what our risk is.
Okay, so just from the very beginning, what is Ebola? Like, how does it actually affect you if you contract it?
So Ebola is a virus. We think it probably lives naturally in fruit bat. And if you contract it, what it does is it attacks the lining of your blood vessels. It attacks some of the white blood cells, and then it transports itself around the body and starts attacking your immune system, starts attacking organs like your kidneys and your liver, starts making you bleed, gives you a fever, headache, flu-like symptoms. And then if you don't get the right kind of treatment, you become dehydrated from vomiting and diarrhea, you lose a lot of blood, you go into organ failure, and sadly, a lot of the time, people die.
So how do you then catch it? If it was originally in fruit bats, how does it get to humans?
Well, the outbreak, it's hard to try and pinpoint exactly where it happened. This outbreak, they believe, started in a small boy in a small village in Guinea who was either bitten by a fruit bat or ate some bush meat that was potentially a fruit bat. He got Ebola, gave it to a family who then went to a funeral in Sierra Leone and spread it there.
How do you actually catch it if it's not airborne?
They catch it by coming in direct contact with body fluids, so vomit, diarrhea, blood, saliva, and that comes into contact with things like the lining of your mouth, open wounds, the lining of your eyes or the lining of your nose. It gets into your bloodstream that way, and you only need a very small amount to become infected. So although it's actually very hard, unless you're very close to somebody who is infective, it's actually very hard to catch.
So if it does make its way to Australia, are we prepared to look after people who potentially are diagnosed with Ebola, or do you think it won't even get to that stage?
Oh, look, it will get. I think it's naive for us to think we'll never have a case of Ebola in our country. We're in probably one of the best positions of any country in the world to not have it here. I mean, we're an island that's a long way away from West Africa. We've got very good protocols in place when it comes to dealing with infectious diseases. And if we did get a case of Ebola here, there's specific hospitals that are set up that will deal with the case. You can manage an outbreak of Ebola if you have the right facilities, the right experts, and we have them here. So we're very lucky. So naive to think we won't have a case, but we can't get caught up in the idea that if we did have Ebola here, it would end up being the same as it is in somewhere like Liberia or Sierra Leone.
Mm. So there's a lot of talk about screening people that are coming off flights from or have travelled through West Africa. Is that something that we should be doing now rather than waiting for, a potential outbreak or case, I should say?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. It's part of the public health protocols is for us to track and screen anyone known to be coming back from areas where they've had contact with patients with Ebola. I mean, a lot of people travel through airports all over the world, so screening everybody is probably not the way to do it. You'd get a lot of false cases in that scenario. But aid workers, people that are going over there doing amazing work trying to help the West Africans that are coming back, you know, it's important for them, and a lot of them are self-quarantining for the 21 days while the organisations make sure these people are doing things to minimise the risk for the Australian community. And the government is also putting in place protocols to do that. But it is something we need to take seriously and make sure that we're constantly reviewing, because although there is every chance we'll get a case here, we should be doing our very best to make sure that we don't.
All right, Dr. Andrew Rochford, thank you very much for your time this morning. If you want to find out more, there's a 7 News special that's on tonight. It's called Outbreak, the Ebola Crisis, 9:30 tonight on Channel 7. Thanks for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.